Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member Avram Gold. All right, and today Mazakah Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dod. The end of the ninth parak, Nisrafin, and the beginning of the 10th and final parak of the Masechta, Chelek. The Zichu Mazakah Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Braisa records three opinions about the punishment for a Zar who performs Avoda in the Mikdash. Rav Shmuel derives a Gezer Shava between Vahazar HaKorev Yumas and the non-Kohen who approaches and performs Avoda shall be put to death. And a Pasuk where people said after the incident of Korach that whoever approaches the Mishkan Yamus will die. Just as that death was Misa Bidei Shamayim, so to a Zar who performs Avoda dies through Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rabbi Akiva derives the Gezer Shava from Navi Shehidiach, a Navi who leads a city astray to serve Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva favors deriving from that pasuk, which also says Yumas rather than Yamus, written by Korach. Rabbi Shmuel holds the two pasukim discussing a Hedyot, a commoner, are more similar rather than deriving from a Navi. Rabbi Akiva responds that since the Navi was Mediach, others, Enoch HaHedyot Gadol Mizeh, there is no one more of a commoner than this one. Rabbi Akiva holds that Navi Shehidiach gets Skila, therefore a Zar who performs Avodah is killed with Skila. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri also derives from Navi Shehidiach, but holds that his Misa is Chenek, and so holds that a Zar who performs Avoda receives Chenek. Point number two, the 10th parak begins, Elohen HaNechonakim. These are the ones who are strangled, one who strikes his parent, one who kidnaps a Jew, a Zakan Mamre, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, a Navi Sheker, one who prophesies in an idol's name, an adulterer, Edim Zomim of a married Bas Cohen who testified she should receive Sreifa, and a man who had relations with a married Bas Cohen. The Gemara asks how we know that Maka Aviv means to wound a father and not to kill him. It first answers that since an ordinary murderer is killed with Saif, it's impossible that killing a parent is punished with Chenek, a lighter punishment. According to Rav Shimon, that Chenek is more severe than Saif, the Gemara answers that since other psukim discussing striking and killing specify that the victim died, it implies that wherever this is not stated, it means only to wound. We derive from the extra word nefesh written by striking an animal that striking a parent is not liable ad sheyas behen chabur unless he inflicts a wound upon them. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Ben Moshe Yaki's dam la'aviv, can a son let his father's blood for health reasons? Rav Masna answered that the pasuk says, v'hafta recha kamocha, you shall love your fellow as yourself, implying you may only not do to another something which you would not want for yourself. Since you would want others to let your blood, one may let a parent's blood. Rav Dimi Bar Chanina answered with a hekesh between Maka Adam and Maka Behema, one who strikes a person and one who strikes an animal. Just as one who wounds an animal for healing purposes is pater from paying, af Maka Adam Rafua pater, so too one who wounds a person, meaning a parent, for healing purposes is pater from the death penalty. Rav did not allow his son to remove his splinter, and Margarita Ravina did not allow his son to open his boil because the son might mistakenly inflict a wound. The Gemara said, if so, they should not allow anyone to treat these conditions, since it's forbidden for any Jew to wound another. It answers that another Jew only risks a shigagas lav, an inadvertent transgression of a negative commandment, whereas his son risks the more severe shigagas chenek, inadvertent transgression of a chenek prohibition. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A Braisa records three opinions about the punishment for a Zar who performs Avoda in the Mikdash. Rav Shmuel derives a Gezer Shava between Vahazar HaKorev Yumas and the non-Kohen who approaches and performs Avoda shall be put to death. And a Pasuk where people said after the incident of Korach that whoever approaches the Mishkan Yamus will die. Just as that death was Misa Bidei Shamayim, so to a Zar who performs Avoda dies through Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rabbi Akiva derives the Gezer Shava from Navi Shehidiach, a Navi who leads a city astray to serve Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva favors deriving from that pasuk, which also says Yumas rather than Yamus, written by Korach. Rabbi Shmuel holds the two pasukim discussing a Hedyot, a commoner, are more similar rather than deriving from a Navi. Rabbi Akiva responds that since the Navi was Mediach, others, Enoch HaHedyot Gadol Mizeh, there is no one more of a commoner than this one. Rabbi Akiva holds that Navi Shehidiach gets Skila, therefore a Zar who performs Avodah is killed with Skila. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri also derives from Navi Shehidiach, but holds that his Misa is Chenek, and so holds that a Zar who performs Avoda receives Chenek. Point number two, the 10th parak begins, Elohen HaNechonakim. These are the ones who are strangled, one who strikes his parent, one who kidnaps a Jew, a Zakan Mamre, a sage who rebels against Sanhedrin, a Navi Sheker, one who prophesies in an idol's name, an adulterer, Edim Zomim of a married Bas Cohen who testified she should receive Sreifa, and a man who had relations with a married Bas Cohen. The Gemara asks how we know that Maka Aviv means to wound a father and not to kill him. It first answers that since an ordinary murderer is killed with saif, it's impossible that killing a parent is punished with chenek, a lighter punishment. According to Rav Shimon, that chenek is more severe than saif. The Gemara answers that since other psukim discussing striking and killing specify that the victim died, it implies that wherever this is not stated, it means only to wound. We derive from the extra word nefesh, written by striking an animal, that striking a parent is not liable, ad sheyas behen chabura, unless he inflicts a wound upon them. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Ben Moshe Yaki's dam la'aviv, can a son let his father's blood for health reasons? Rav Masna answered that the pasuk says, v'ahavta le'recha kamocha, you shall love your fellow as yourself, implying you may only not do to another something which you would not want for yourself. Since you would want others to let your blood, one may let a parent's blood. Rav Dimi Bar Chanina answered with a hekesh between maka adam u maka behema, one who strikes a person and one who strikes an animal. Just as one who wounds an animal for healing purposes is patra from paying, af maka adam u refua patra, so too one who wounds a person, meaning a parent, for healing purposes is patra from the death penalty. Rav did not allow his son to remove his splinter, and Marbury de Ravina did not allow his son to open his boil because the son might mistakenly inflict a wound. The Gemara said, if so, they should not allow anyone to treat these conditions, since it's forbidden for any Jew to wound another. It answers that another Jew only risks a shigagas lav, an inadvertent transgression of a negative commandment, whereas his son risks the more severe shigagas chenek, inadvertent transgression of a chenek prohibition. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Daled, and this siman was suggested to us by Aaron Warso from Queens. He suggested that Pei Daled is a launch pad, a rocket ship launch pad. So here goes. While the rabbis argued over which Misa, a czar who did a vote in the Mikdash, was chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father, but was told he was putter since it was due to bloodletting. Once again, slow motion. While the rabbis argued over which Misa, a czar who did a vote in the Mikdash, was chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad. Launch pad? That must mean on Daf Pei Daled. Launch pad. Well, the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did a vote in the Mikdash was chayev. He slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions for the source of the punishment of a czar who serves in the Mikdash. So, while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did a vote in the Mikdash was chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad, and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, El Hena Nechanakim. These are the ones who are strangled, one who strikes his parent, one who kidnaps a Jew, a Zaken Mamre, a sage who rebels against the Sanhedrin, a Navi Sheker, one who prophesies in an idol's name, an adulterer, Edim Zomim of a married Bas Kohen, who testified she should receive Sreifa, and a man who had relations with a married Bas Kohen. The Gemara explains how we know that Maka Aviv means to wound a father and not to kill him. So while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did a vote in the Mikdash was chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father but was told he was patur since it was due to bloodletting, which reminds us a son letting the blood of his father for health purposes is patur from punishment. So once again, while the rabbis argued over which Misa Azar who did a vote in the Mikdash was chayev, he slipped away and boarded a rocket ship on a launch pad and was almost joined by someone who wounded his father but was told he was patur since it was due to bloodletting. All right, so now it's time for four Balapach Hazar. Daf Pei. So the Simran Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. Well, one of Basin's painters. Painters? That must be on Daf Pei. Well, one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, which reminds us, Ravina amended a brisa to say that if a cow killed a person and conceived before the verdict and gave birth afterwards, the offspring is prohibited because uber yerech imohu. The fetus is like a thigh of the mother and becomes forbidden through the mother's verdict. So, while one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, another was changing the sign above the mixture of convicted men to the more lenient punishment, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if people sentenced to different methods of execution were mixed together, they're all given the most lenient execution. The Gemara asked that this should prove that Musra Davar Chamur Habi Musra Davar Kal. Someone warned for a more severe execution is also considered warned for a more lenient execution. Otherwise, those who are warned and convicted for the more severe Misa cannot be killed with the more lenient Misa. Rabbi Yirmi answers in the Mishnah's case is Shehisu Bostam, that they warned him generally that he would be killed, but did not specify which method, so he's considered warned for every type of Misa. So, while one of Basin's painters painted Usser onto the offspring of a convicted cow, another was changing the sign above the mixture of convicted men to the more lenient punishment, even though the majority were Chayiv Sreifa, which according to Rabbi Shimon is more severe, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said to teach the Mishnah as haniskalim benisrafin. Those sentenced with skeel became mixed with those sentenced with sreifa, and Rabbi Shimon rules they're all stoned, the more lenient misa, according to him, despite the majority being sentenced to sreifa. Daf pay off. So the simmer daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be more than daf pay off. The grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson, who became chayv in a more strict misa after being already chayv misa and got the more severe punishment, which reminds us, someone convicted for two types of misa receives the more severe one. So the grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson, who became chayv in a more strict misa after being already chayv misa and got the more severe punishment, and had no nachus from another grandson who was led to the keep after violating alav sheyesh bo koris three times, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, mishal lak v'shana, one who receives malchus twice and transgress a third time, basin machnisin osan l'kipa, basin places him in a chamber and feeds him barley until his stomach bursts. This refers to repeated koris violations, and so he's already condemned to die young. And since he forgoes his life by his repeated karas violations, we hasten his death through the kippah procedure. So the grandpa who had no nachus from his grandson who became chayiv in a more strict misa after being already chayiv and got the more severe punishment, and had no nachus from a grandson who was led to the kippah after violating alav sheyesh bo karas three times, finally had a little nachus when a grandson stood up for what was right and killed a thief taking a vessel from the Mikdash, which reminds us. The next mission states, Hagonav has a kasva, one who steals a kasva, which the Gemara explains as a klishares, a service vessel at the base of Mikdash, the Hamakal Bakosim, or blasphemes using an idol's name, the Habola Aramis, or has relations with an Aramean woman, meaning any idolater's daughter, Kanaim Pogingbo, zealot seeking to avenge Hashem's honor, may strike and kill him. Daf Pei Beis. So the simmer Daf Pei Beis is peanut butter. So here goes. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogingbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory. Peanut butter factory? That must be on Daf Pei Beis. Peanut butter. The Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogingbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger, which reminds us, Pinchas would have been killed for killing Zimri after the act, and Zimri could have killed Pinchas as a rodev. So the Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai Pogingbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and this was no time for Kavod Rav, which reminds us, as the incident with Zimri and Cosby unfolded, the Pasuk says that Pinchas saw, and the Gemara asks what it was. Rav says, he saw the incident, and remember the halach, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, did you not teach about the one who has relations with the Kusis, Kanaim Pogingbo? Moshe replied, the reader of the letter should be the agent to follow its instructions. Shmuel says Pinchas saw the Pasuk, Ein Chachma, Ein Tvunav, Ein Eitzel, Neged Hashem. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against Hashem's honor, teaching, Kol Makom She'esh Chilul Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod Rav. Wherever there is desecration of Hashem's name, we are not concerned with giving honor to a teacher, so he acted without consulting Moshe's teacher. Belazar says he saw a malach destroying the nation and acted immediately. So the Kanai, on his way to fulfill Kanai and Pogingbo to a man doing an Avera in a peanut butter factory, who realized he was putting his own life in danger and acted on his own because he saw the great Chilul Hashem, and that this was no time for Kavod Rav, hid his spear tip in a peanut butter jar and convinced the Rishayim that he was one of them, which reminds us, Gemara relates that Pinchas hid the spear tip in his garment and approached the Shevet of Shimon using the spear as a walking stick, and implied that he sought to join the sinning, allowing him access to Zimri's tent. The Gemara relates six miracles performed for Pinchas on that day, enabling him to kill Zimri and to publicly demonstrate what Zimri was doing. Daf Pei Gimel, so the Zimri Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. When the pogo stick and cone pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. When the pogo sticking cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to misa bidei shamayim, which reminds us, the Braisa states, ve'elu sheba misa, and these are the ones liable to death at the hands of heaven, meaning misa bidei shamayim. Among the list is one who eats tevel and a kohen tameh who eats truma, which is tahor. So when the pogo sticking cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to misa bidei shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the source that if a kohen tame eats truma, he's pater if the truma was already tame. So when the pogo sticking cone bounced into a sheretz right before taking a bite of his truma sandwich and would have been liable to misa bidei shamayim, he got a pass because the sheretz touched the truma first, while another pogo sticking cone got misa bidei shamayim for performing avoda without big de kohuna, and therefore was considered like Zar Sheshimesh, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Mechusar Begadim, a Kohen lacking the garments required for Kohanim, is liable to Misa B'dei Shemayim for performing Avoda. The Pasuk says, V'chargartam osam avneid, and you shall girdle them with a belt, and the Kohuna shall be for them, implying, V'zman Shebigdem Alehem Kohuna Sam Alehem. When their garments are upon them, their Kohuna is upon them. Ein Bigdem Alehem, Ein Kohuna Sam Alehem. If their garments are not all upon them, their Kohuna is not fully upon them. Thus, they're considered like Zarim, regarding Avoda. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff when a Tamei Kohen eats Truma is Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn? We put someone in the Kippah who is violated Alav Sheish Bokaris three times. That's on Daf Pei Aleph. Good. Number three, which stuff when a son who wounds his parent is Chayev Chenek? That's on Daf Pay dollar. Good. Number four. Which of the one who intended to kill an animal or idolater, but instead killed a Jew standing nearby, is Pater? That's on Dav. Ayin Tesh. Good. Number five. Which of the have three opinions as to the punishment for a czar who serves in the Mikdash? That's on Dav. Pay dollar. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we discuss when the offspring of a condemned cow becomes prohibited? That's on Dav. Peg. Good. Number seven. Which of the one a Tamei Kohen is not chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim for eating truma if the truma was already tamei? That's on Daf Pei Gimel. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we, according to one opinion, Pinchas saw the pasuk of Ein Chochmah Ve'Ein Tfun Ve'Ein Eitzel Neged Hashem, which caused him to act? That's on Daf Pei Beis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff did you discuss what the din is in a case of a murder victim who is reassessed to survive and then dies? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you want a son is putter if he wounded his father through bloodletting? That's on Daf Pei Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.